Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 287. I am going to try to get a hold of Connie here in just a moment. There you go. I do apologize. I have to wander off screen here a little bit every once in a while because I cannot see my computer in front of me. There we go. Hello to the listeners. Oh, hello. Holy shit. Well, that's not good. My computer just crashed. Well, that was unexpected. I just got the blue screen of death on my PC there. That was freaky as hell. But the show must go on. While that computer is restarting, I'm going to try to reach Connie on the other computer here. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. When problems happen on this show, it's usually somehow my fault. I have no idea how, but it usually just works out that way. All right, I can get logged back in here. Maybe. I can see the keyboard here. There we go. Okay, we are calling Connie, and no response. Well, we will keep trying. In the meantime, got some interesting stories we could talk about on the show this week. I'll just keep trying here. Well, let's see here. Let me try reaching her on the phone. Okay. Okay. I'll keep trying. In the meantime, if you're on Facebook and you like the show, go to facebook.com/packetpokes. Hit that like button. I'd like to get us up over 100 likes before the end of the year. That's one of my minor goals. There we go. Windows is starting to come back up on now. And if you really like the show and you want to help keep us in production, you can go over to patreon.com/packardpokesat and you can make a donation to the show as little as a dollar once a month. And it would help, you know, alleviate the costs of running a show like this. Mostly it's, you know, internet access and things like that. Okay. Make sure I turn the audio off on this phone so I don't get like a phone call or something that'll ring in and interrupt the whole show. Well, here's something that apparently the theists out there are worried about us somehow because, you know, us atheists are such a terrifying group. We are less than 15% of the population overall. It's actually probably even smaller than that. And Ken Ham is so afraid, he's putting up anti-atheist billboards around in San Francisco, apparently. So, if they're not afraid of they're not afraid of us, then what are they? You know, why are they doing it? If they're so right, that is, you know. Okay, where is Connie? Well, that's odd. Let's see here. I wonder if this is... I hope this is a joke, because this is a meme I just came across while I'm looking for stories for the show. I've got several I want to discuss with Connie. It says, we polled over 10,000 conservative Christians. What would you do if you discovered your child was a homo sapien? 85% said they would disown them and force them to leave their home. People, a homo sapien is you, you know, and me, everybody, you know, human. Homo meaning same in this sentence, and sapien, you know, that's where we get the, because we're part of the primate family, sapien. Whoop. Sorry about that. let's see here. I'm going to try Connie again. I have no idea where she is. That's really odd. Well, we got about 6 minutes of dead air. I do apologize, everybody. Usually, Connie's here with me to put the show together, and I don't know if she's just running late or what. Although I started out a little late because the fact is, well, my computer decided to crash. At least one of them did anyway. I'm glad both of them didn't crash. But that's just one of those things, I guess. One of the stories I was looking at earlier was, oh, by the way, today, if you're around today and you're watching us, today is the end of the world again. We've had, like, I don't know, two this month so far, and we had one a couple last month, one or two last month. According to the E-Bible Fellowship website, based in Sharon Hill, Pennsylvania, they predicted the world was going to be annihilated today. Yay! October 7th, we're all being annihilated. So, if you have loved ones that you really care about, go give them a kiss, you know, and say, goodbye, because we gonna be annihilated. No, not really. According to what the Bible is presenting, what does it appear on October 7th, that the day when God has spoken of in which the world will pass away, church founder Chris McCann told The Guardian, it'll be gone forever. Annihilated, he said. He claims that he studied the Bible and extrapolated from previous claims. See, that's the problem there. You extrapolated from previous failed claims. You can't extrapolate on claims that are, you know, and say this one's going to work where the other one didn't, because you're basing it off of shit that didn't work before. It's like saying, okay, I'm going to build this car with square tires, but for whatever reason, I'm just going to, you know, keep using square tires. Oh, it looks like Connie's online now. Hey, there you are.
Hello. I've been here.
Oh, been trying to reach you on the other computer here for some reason. It just kept saying no answer.
I just checked to see if Skype was turned on my laptop, but yeah, it came up. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, anyway.
Oh, that's weird.
No. No problem.
I was beginning to think that the people at the e-Bible place was right, because today is supposed to be the end of the world again. Actually, I was about to call you on this one also. The computer I've got you attached to now, as soon as I hit the call button, the whole computer crashed. I got the blue screen of death, so I had to restart the silly thing. So I was trying to call you on the other one, but for whatever reason, it wasn't going through. I have no idea why.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. It's computers. What are you going to say? You know, what are you going to do? Excuse me. Sure. I finally get you on. Now I get the hiccups.
Oh, goodness. So, yeah. I had just been looking, too, to see what we did last time on a short show. Mm-hmm. And last time we had, I think we had Logical Fallacy Game on 280.
Yeah.
So we'll probably do Deconverted Man, The Minute Skeptic, I think. Yeah. But I don't know which episode it was.
I've got it listed in here somewhere.
Okay.
Anyway, I didn't want to, for the show on Friday, I don't want to do another end of the world show again. I mean, it's just too soon. It's too soon.
You know. Yeah. Well, it's disappointing. You get a party going and
you get the party going and you figure out you have to go, you have to stay.
Yeah, I know. Like, I didn't plan that people were sleeping over. I guess they are.
Yeah. You know, all these end of the world shit stories, it always reminds me of that episode on this old TV show called Sliders, where they quite literally slid into a world that was going to, well, they did this a couple times, actually, where the world was going to actually come to an end. And yeah. One of them where they slid into, if you understand the reference of Sliders, I don't have to explain it to everybody.
Oh, I do. I didn't watch a lot of it. I had iffy TV service with an antenna.
Well, you can find them online. It's real easy. Anyway, a couple of them slid into the world where it was going to end. One where an asteroid was coming in, and everybody's doing stupid shit like doing like Russian roulette and stuff like that, and robbing banks or whatever, because they knew it was like this big ass meteor was going to come and destroy the world because they really had no way to stop it, and they were able to get a nuclear bomb going. And shot it up and exploded the meteor, so it saved the world. In a subsequent show, there was a some kind of nova or some thing that was quark or spinning thingamabobber, whatever. Was coming
something
along.
We did to ourselves, which is probably the more likely scenario.
Yeah. No, this one was coming. This was something that was coming from outer space, and it was like it was spraying atoms everywhere. Some kind of radiation, a neutron star or whatever, a collapsed neutron star was flying through the galaxy, the solar system, and it was irradiating everything in its path. And quite literally, if something like that were to happen, I mean, if it would actually fry everything that's on the surface, and that's what it did was in this episode is that it went through and it turned and it was shooting out gamma particles or whatever and it turned and quite literally ripped out blew up the whole planet. So but that was that's a TV show, so that's not life.
I think I prefer the Simpsons episode where they have people in the rocket ships and Bart and Homer are going to this, being shot into the sun, and Polly Shore and Rosie O'Donnell are on the on that rocket. They realize, oh wait, we're not being saved.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
I do have a couple of things here. Let's see here. Let me see if I can find them again here. I had them. Let's see here. No, that's not this one. This is I hold on.
Frustrated.
Shut up, Rick Wiles. You're a fucking piece of shit. there's another piece of shit here. I want to play him here real quick. Rick Joyner.
Usually the things that he's shown us has taken 10, 15, sometimes even 20 years to happen. Now, I didn't want to say that this probably isn't going to happen for a long time, because I didn't know. The Lord, we never know. It could happen next week. It could be 15 years or so. But some people, you tell them, well, you got 10 or 15 years, they're going to drag their feet.
Right.
When some people need to respond, start moving quickly. Mm-hmm. I start praying for things like a drought to come upon California, so it would force them out. They would have to start leaving and things like that. And
you've actually advised people to leave California.
Yeah, I'm telling them now it's time to get out. Unless you're here to stay, because there is going to be a great harvest, a great revival.
The helpers, the people that are going to minister, there are some people who are called to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
And the safest place we could ever be is in God's will.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this guy, that was Rick Joyner. He claims he prayed to have California have a drought.
Drought.
Yeah.
Okay.
I apologize. The audio was kind of low.
That was the thing I missed. What kind of disaster was he actually praying for to motivate people to
leave California?
Well,
that's what he was praying for. He wanted people to leave California. See, it's like, okay, I'm praying for people to leave California, and I'm praying for something bad to happen to them. This is his claim.
Oh, okay.
And
I guess I'm confused why he wouldn't be praying that to motivate people to repent to
Christ. He just wants them out so he can, you know, he's probably got some scam up his ass where he's like, oh, if I get all these people to leave, then the land becomes, you know, worth less so I can, you know, snatch it up and make bank, you know.
That sounds like a Lex Luthor plan.
It does. Really? It really does. It's Superman 1.
Exactly. Actually, and Superman Returns. Lex Luthor and Superman Returns is still all, it's all about real estate.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see Superman Returns yet. So
it's really good. Steve Shives has a big campaign. It's really actually good.
Isn't that the one where he goes to the church and talks to the priest or some shit?
No.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of a different.
That might be four. That might be the one that Quest for Peace, which I have only watched.
No, that's once. Quest for Peace didn't have that in there. Quest for Peace was like the third one. It was really lame.
Well, you know, maybe he did go to a church. I don't know. I think I've only watched Superman Returns twice.
Okay.
And I guess this isn't really what helping the show, but. It's interesting because the first time I watched Superman Returns, I was confused. I'm like, why is he just repeating everything he did in the first movie?
Oh.
And it was after Steve Shives explained that, you know, because it was a point I kind of missed.
Oh.
That Superman had actually left the planet. He went looking for Krypton and looking for who he was and what he was doing. And he was gone for about 4 or 5 years. And in that time, Lois Lane moved on, you know, and she actually has a child about that age.
Okay.
That's that one. And he's trying to rekindle it with her, but she's actually with a really, really nice guy.
Oh, okay, know? Okay. This is, all right, then that's a different, that's okay, not Superman Returns. It's the one that came after that where they had him get, like, shot in the eye. No, that was a different one. Never mind. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But Superman's in the news, right?
Superman's not.
I guess we need to find something that's
actual newsworthy, right?
That's what. Darn you, damn you, Rick Joyner, damn you to heck for your Lex Luthor plan. You derailed us.
He is Lex Luthor.
That's
Rick.
His ultimate.
That was
plan,
his, yeah. It? He was his ultimate plan to screw us up and
screw up the atheists and get us talking about something else.
Something else completely. He's like, yeah, well, yeah. It reminds me. He's like Lex Luthor. Oh, how do you remember? Blah, 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 blah.
Wow, that's. I wouldn't mind talking about that crap. That's really awful.
Yeah, it is. It really is awful to, you know, to wish harm to people who did nothing to him.
Almost like you'd flood the earth too, and that'd be a really awful thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, just like flooding the earth. Yeah, that flooding the whole earth thing, that was really pretty bad too.
Sending bears to eat kids. I don't know.
Also, I've got this one from Glenn Beck.
And here's my warning. I warn you, America.
He's crying.
You will be the darkest nation to ever, ever exist on this planet.
We will? I don't know about that. I think we're pretty, you know, we're not, I'm not to get into the whole nationalism thing there, but we're not exactly the darkest nation on the planet. I mean, North Korea pretty much takes that cake, you know, especially at night, quite literally at night.
Evil will not destroy us. It will pervert us. It will use the technology and the strength that we have. It will use us for dark purposes.
Okay, he's complaining about technology. It's going to be used for dark purposes. What's he fucking doing? He's using fucking technology. What a fucking hypocrite.
The end, we will beg the Lord above to destroy us. We will...
We're going to beg the Lord above to destroy us. Oh, God, please destroy us because we just can't go on anymore. Fuck you.
if the Lord had the power to do something and you really thought so, you'd beg him to destroy you and not set everything right?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. These ass monkeys are always looking for a quick out. They're just like, oh, kill us all, kill everybody, kill everything. We won't go to heaven. We won't go to heaven. Kill it. Fuck everybody else.
How pleading works. He doesn't understand that.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, they treat their imaginary sky wizard like a goddamn genie.
They just want to see us beg.
Yeah. They're really,
that's, you know, again, yeah. God.
There's more here. There's about...
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Oh, yeah, there is.
He's not done crying.
No.
Beg for destruction.
Beg for destruction!
Stop the evil that we will bring to this earth.
The evil we will bring to this earth. Okay, that would be the Christians that are bringing the evil to this earth right now.
They're
the ones that's what a lot of these Christians are doing. They're the ones that are bringing the evil here.
Yeah.
We will make the evil of the 20th century look like rookies. Now.
And he takes these long pregnant pauses. Like, it's for dramatic effect, which is total bullshit.
Well, it gives me time to get
out.
Let
the media of the world mock me for telling you that there is a statue to Lucifer that has been erected.
Okay, first of all, that's not a statue to Lucifer. It's a statue to Baphomet. And Lucifer
Baphomet.
What's that?
Did the one in Oklahoma get put up?
Yeah, I don't think so because they took he's about to get into that, but they took the Ten Commandments down in Oklahoma, and which is good because it doesn't fucking belong there to begin with, and he's gonna go. They took it down overnight. Yeah, because they didn't want to fucking deal with your fucking sorry asses.
Yeah,
blocking is like you can't take my Ten Commandments.
Last Saturday in Detroit, and Time Magazine says it's really not that big of a deal. Let me tell you, it is a big deal. God will not be mocked on his own land by his own people who are covenant people.
Okay, first off, if they don't believe in your sky wizard, they're not his people. Am I wrong?
Not for me, we're not wrong.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. He's like, he'll be not be mocked by his own people. It's like, we are not his people. We are not its people because it doesn't exist. And I will mock...
Modern Christians gave up, saying, you're not a Christian automatically because you're an American.
Right.
You know, that was one of the selling points when I was born again. They said, just because you grew up here, you're born here, you go to church here, it doesn't automatically make you a Christian. It was... And I actually have to concur with that. You know, it's the assumption that, you're American, you fly under this flag, you're a Christian.
Yeah.
Everybody's a Christian. It's a Christian nation.
Yeah, I get that a lot, too.
God. Anyway.
Anyway.
the same time on Monday, they remove his words in Oklahoma in the middle of the night.
What can I say?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dark forces are at work here. We do it under the cover of night, and then we go and rob some graves.
It is October, after all. You know, it makes me wonder, though. The thing is, well, let me start over on that point. First off, the Ten Commandments didn't belong there to begin with, and the reason why they took them down is because the Satanists, who are the best trolls in North America, thank you.
Yes.
And they said, okay, if you're going to put up a statue. Or the Ten Commandments on state land, you have to let us put one up. And they're like trying to scramble around and say, oh, no, you can't do that. No. Then they tried to change it so it was like, oh, it has to be privately funded stuff. You just can't, it has to be donated. So they got it to be donated. So they got all the permissions, they went through all the red tape to get it up there. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, you know what? Maybe it's not a good idea to have that one up there, so we'll take ours down. So they didn't even get a chance to put theirs up before they got the other one taken down.
It's like in, was it Florida, where they had the invocation of prayer before the city council meetings?
Yeah.
And this happened last week, and so was it a Satanist group wanted to give the prayer, or a pagan group? Anyway, they wanted to give the prayer, and all of a sudden they said, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, I found out more about that. Apparently, there was what happened there was that the fact is that they were not just going to come in and do a Satanist invocation. They're going to do a marching band invocation type thing, and it was supposed to be it was like a mariachi band, and
oh,
so
they should have sacrificed a goat.
Yeah. It's funny how it's like, oh, we want prayer. Okay, well, you got to allow everybody. Oh, you know what? We don't want everybody here, so we're just going to get rid of prayer altogether. Well, gee, there's an idea. Why you shouldn't have even put it in the first place.
Yeah, I know. It's so hypocritical. It's like, your hypocrisy is really hilarious. If it wasn't so damn exclusive and hadn't ruined things for the last however long it's been.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that we made Beck cry. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is kind of awesome. Let's see here.
Maybe one day his pregnant pauses will give birth to some actual thought.
Shit.
Sorry. Anyway, I'm done.
Okay.
News.
News, right.
Speaking of which... what was it? Because I noticed that you shared something, something about some senator who actually did sacrifice a goat.
Oh yeah, there was some senator that he had, apparently I didn't get the whole story, but I just
senator.
Watched the whole thing there where he was like he went on some hike or whatever. Came back and he sacrificed a goat and he's a senator, some shit.
Yeah. Augustus Saul Invictus walked from central Florida to the Mojave Desert and spent a week fasting and praying. And in a pagan ritual to give thanks, he returned home, killed a goat, and drank its blood.
That's like, just so
what?
Bizarre.
Yeah, it's a long clip. It's like a 5-minute news thing on Secular Talk, but it was... I only listened about the first 40 seconds of it. I didn't have a lot of time here.
Yeah.
I was going to say, as far as news goes, has it been made any more plain whether or not the shooter in Oregon last week actually was calling out for Christians? Because
what I understand, and I was watching some stuff on this the other day, and I was watching something on from CNN actually, and wow, those people on there are like fucking freaks. on CNN. Not the CNN channel, just the commenters. They were downvoted. There was more downvotes on this than there were up, obviously. But yeah. In this instance, the reason why is that because they keep saying that, oh, no, this whole shooting thing was hoax. They keep saying it's a hoax. It's a hoax.
Oh,
it's a hoax.
Oh, they think it's a false flag.
Yeah, it's another false flag operation. And because the girl that they were interviewing wasn't crying. And because she's like, well, I was there, and I did this to get out. She's like, so there's like, well, she's not emotional, so she wasn't there. It's just she's just an actress. I'm like, you ever heard of a person being in shock? They can't do that. Shock doesn't necessarily mean you're freaking out all the time either. You can be the complete opposite. You're like you have no emotion, and you're like, and you basically blocked it out. But they don't. These fuckers don't realize that.
Yeah.
And they were saying that the shooter was basically shooting people. He'd ask if they were a Christian or not, and he'd say, "Okay, I'm gonna shoot. You're gonna die or whatever, and then I'll see you in heaven." So if he believes in heaven, obviously he believes in some kind of God, so he couldn't have been an atheist.
Huh. Whether somebody's, I don't know. To me, it was not clear, because the only quote last week that I could find was a parent who had a child who had been shot, was in the operating room or in the hospital, mm-hmm. and the parent reported that his child, I think it was a man. His child had said, yeah, the guy was asking who was a Christian. And I thought, well, that's a lot of clarity to get, first of all, from a person who's been traumatized and shot. And then you get this secondhand. So I hadn't heard anything firsthand from multiple sources saying that this guy was asking whether people were Christians, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing is, but the thing was, he was shooting, apparently from what I understand, he was shooting people who were, said that they weren't religious just as much as they say they're shooting the ones that they said that he was. So,
he was glorifying the whole shooter, you know, gaining fame thing in general, I think.
Well, it sounded like, from what I understood, and it sounded like what he was doing was he was just trying to make conversation with them before he killed them, you know, like a little small talk, and then boom, you know, like some people are weird like that. They're like, okay, I'm going to do this to you, and how do you feel about that? Okay, and then boom, then blows them away. It's just weird.
I didn't know if that was topical still. I'm just trying to think of news and news kind of related to religion.
I was thinking about that too, but I mean, there's still so much little to know on it yet.
Oh no, that's fine. And honestly, until and unless the shooter's motives are made more clear and it needs to be addressed, I'm trying not to give that person any more of my time, any more of my attention. I just know that some Christians were saying, "Oh, look, you know, it's persecution," and I'm like, I don't know that. You know, we need to be sure about what was actually being said. Even in Columbine, as it turns out, I don't think it's very clear. There are a lot of things that were reported and a lot of things that were said, and it just sort of snowballed. So, anyway, God, Beck crying again.
Yeah.
Him and Boehner, what are we going to do without our two crybabies?
Oh, you know, I'm gonna sleep better at night. I had another story here. I'm trying to find it. I do apologize for my lack of things here. Oh crap! Where did it go?
Pat Robertson warns: God will flood all 50 states if the gays keep getting married.
Where do you have that?
Crooksandliars.com by Left of Center. I don't know how reliable this is, but Steve Martin was commenting on this. Just like, well, I would need to hear Pat Robertson actually saying that.
Okay, let me take a look here.
See what their link takes me to.
Okay, no, he did. Yeah, it's on Crooks and Liars.
Right. But I don't, like I said, I don't know how reliable that is.
Let's see here. But it says, torrential downpours in South Carolina have caused flooding throughout the state. The state's governor, Republican Nikki Haley, said the South Carolina hasn't seen this level of rain in the low country in 1,000 years. And they know, and she can speak from this, from how, because I don't remember
she's old as dirt.
Apparently. She's 1,000 years old. Because we weren't keeping records 1,000 years ago. We barely got records for 100 years ago.
You open up her phone and her Rolodex, and there's Moses.
Moses is on her Rolodex, yeah.
I said Rolodex. Oh, my God.
Her Rolodex was a stone tablet, just saying.
Go clunk, clunk, clunk.
Let's see here. I'm trying to see if I can find some audio on this, but I can't seem to find it.
Yeah, the only thing on Right Wing Watch, right on YouTube, that has Robertson, which was 6 days ago, Robertson says the gays are persecuting everybody.
Yeah, I saw that one. I'm like, you've got to fucking be kidding me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
Oh, there's also on the Daily Cause that came up on 3 days ago, so that might be. No, it has no mention of.
Okay.
No mention there. I just remember hearing.
Sounds like something he'd say. But
it does sound a lot like something he'd say. I want verification on that first before I go and say that he said this. But
me too.
Not that I wouldn't put it past him to say something stupid like that.
Yeah.
this guy. Robertson is so full of ignorance. It's not even funny. Let's see here. Apparently, you can look up Pat Robertson on the Huffington Post, and everything he's, you know, the more erratic shit that he said he's come out with comes right up. He blames the gays for the stock market crash. And that was on the 5th. let's see here. But before that, on 8/24, he blamed the stock market crash on Planned Parenthood.
God.
He has no time for Christians who accept gays. Well, good. You know, then he should be sitting awfully alone.
Yeah, there's over at Right Wing blog posts, the most recent 3 articles have to do with the Oregon shooting, gun activists. Obama wasn't sad about the shooting, just sad he can't take people's guns.
Yeah.
John Guandolo blames Obama's pro-jihad ideology for the Oregon shootings, and Rick Wiles suggests the UCC shooting was staged by a secret death squad using crisis actors. And they said the same thing about Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
Which was just, like, deplorable.
Yeah, to make that, to go around and say something like that, it's just horrible. I'm over at HuffingtonPost.com/religion. Now, there's this pastor, Nadia Boltz-Weber, thinks that church is for losers. We connect to each other and to God through our shared brokenness. We're not broken, bitch. We are not broken. I hate it when people say that we're fucking broken. We need to repent because we're broken. Fuck you. You can't tell us we're broken just because if God did exist, he made us fucking broken. Apparently, she's the kind of pastor who ends up doing funerals for an alcoholic stand-up comic and a transvestite, the founder of Denver's House of All Sinners and Saints. This tattooed, profanity-loving Lutheran pastor wants nothing more than to tell it like it is. Her newest book, Accidental States, Finding God in All the Wrong People. That's a weird title, but whatever. kind of go through this here a little bit.
Yeah, I just now found that article. Okay.
Yeah, and one of the questions.
Yeah, Baltz Weber.
Yeah. In the book, one of your critiques of social justice goes like this: nobody gets to play Jesus. That's the question. Apparently, she says, people say I'm a Jesus follower. I just want to be like Jesus. No one's like Jesus, man. Jesus was Jesus. Jesus was God. You're not God. You're going to fail. I've got shit beeping around me again. Oh, my God. Shut up, people. Shut up, things. Whatever you are, just shut up. Stuff beeping left and right around here. All right, stop that now. Okay. I just kind of throw this out there because it was just something that just came up here. South Carolina pastor defies the cops' orders and saves a casket drifting away in a flood. He saved a dead man or a woman, dead person. He saved a casket.
He saved a body.
He saved a body.
Dead body.
A dead body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. I'm having a difficult time finding stories on this. I mean, I've been looking like the last couple days, and I had something. I just can't fucking find the damn thing now for some reason.
Well, Kim Davis, though. Well, that was last week's news. It still is last week's news. Never mind. The meeting with the Pope was orchestrated by somebody else, and the Pope just like, who?
Yeah.
I shook a bunch of hands. I don't know who this person was, you know. And it was trying to bolster her up and make her look really big. They did a similar thing with something happening in South America. I forget the story now. Let's see. I see Rick Joyner praying for drought. What should you pray for?
You know, and
is that even what Jesus said to pray?
I don't know. You know, apparently it says in there somewhere, it says if you pray for it, it'll happen, right? And they seem to think that this is a their imaginary friend is a genie, because you know, you people post up shit on Facebook saying, oh, this person's got to have a prayer, you know, like this page and or this picture, and they'll get 1,000 prayers or whatever, and that'll changed God's mind.
Oh,
like,
chain letters. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just like a chain letter. It's a virtual chain letter.
Yep.
I mean, it's like...
That's the most irritating thing to come across your Facebook page.
It is. Like, it really is. I mean, all right. If God supposedly set a plan in motion before you were born, you come along and say, you know what? I don't like that plan. Let me change it. Change it to something else that I want. I mean, that's what prayer is, isn't it? You're asking their imaginary sky wizard to change his mind. I mean, if it's obviously yeah. It was supposed to be, if he's supposed to be perfect, if God is supposed to be perfect, and he already knows what you're supposed to do or have or whatever, then why would you need to change it?
Because God's plan isn't my plan.
That's right. George Carlin put it best. Like, what good is a perfect plan if some schmuck with a $2 prayer book can come along and fuck up your plan? I got a bunch of windows here I got to close out. I didn't even realize these fucking things were open.
Okay. Where does ISIS get its Toyotas? And how can we get some? Low, low prices.
Low, low prices. God. I'm crazy, ISIS. Come to me, and I get you a Toyota at low, rock-biting prices. People are losing their heads over it.
The engine runs like a rocket. A rocket, I tell you. God. Okay, I suppose that's enough.
Hey, if ISIS doesn't like it, they can come and tell me. I'm just saying.
Goodness. All right.
I had another story here. I'm trying to find the stupid thing here.
Is it me on Friday night?
Yes.
Okay.
You on Friday. Okay. Wait a minute. Where was it? I'm going to go to my Google Plus because I think that's where I had it last time. I think I just closed it out accidentally. I just got to find it again here.
Yeah, I apologize. I've been rather preoccupied with family stuff the last several days. Today's my youngest son's 20th birthday.
Oh.
And that's what I was doing all day today, was getting ready for, has friends over out in the living room. And a couple days before, my son Tyler was visiting us, and he is now in New York.
Oh.
He wants to try. He's my actor son and filmographer and everything.
Okay.
He's going to try and get on Broadway. So.
On Broadway. On Broadway. Sorry. Couldn't help it. I found one of the stories I was looking for earlier.
Oh,
Ken Ham puts up an anti-atheist billboard in Times Square and in San Francisco. It says, "To all our atheist friends, thank God you're wrong."
Okay.
So,
well, that's what he's been doing.
Yeah.
Our little ham.
Yeah. No, you're speaking of ham. Okay. I noticed this the other day. I watched this it's not a cartoon. I watched this TV show called Gotham. And it's dark. It's a darker.
I love Gotham.
No, I was looking at the title one evening. And I'm like, you know what it actually says? It's not Gotham. It says Got Ham. Look at it sometime. It says Got Ham. It's not Gotham. It says Got Ham. You got ham?
By the way, I want to apologize to any of our listeners who are huge Batman fans who think that Gotham is a piece of crap and it's awful for canon. It has problems, but I do like the series. I've been curious where it's going, and I'm loving this season definitely. So
yeah,
I
like it too. I mm-hmm. That's I find that show.
Got ham.
It's Got Ham.
Got ham.
Are you
on Patheos?
It was something that was in my Google Plus feed here. So I just went. If you just go to plus.google.com, you can probably pull up everybody that you're following, and you can probably find something there too. Justin Bieber came out and says, "I don't believe in God. I believe in, you know, God and everything, and the watchmaker argument." Basically, he uses the watchmaker argument as proof of God. That just goes to show you how ignorant he is, actually. So,
he uses too much hair product. It's affecting his brain.
Yeah.
Well, I've got Patheos open.
Okay.
It says, "Answers in Genesis, Ken Ham is taking a page from the atheist playbook and putting up some billboards of his own in San Francisco and Times Square to promote Creationism? No, that's not it. His museum? Not quite. Actually, the billboard's message pretty much boils down to, suck it, atheist. Billboard. To all of our atheist friends, thank God you're wrong. 1.1 answersingenesis.org.
Jesus
Christ. Okay. I'll give it to him. I'll give him this. He has put his money, he has the money to put the messages up in places where they'll be spurring discussion. He might even get national coverage.
Yeah.
Here's a problem, though, when this kind of people who tend to live and work in San Francisco and Times Square visit Ham's website to learn who's right, quote-unquote, they're going to run into his version of young Earth creationism.
Right.
The conversations won't be about why atheists are wrong. They'll be about why creationists are so deluded. So enjoy the media attention while it lasts, Ken, because the afterlife will be a bit bitter.
Right.
Oh,
remember what it was now. I just got to find it. Sure. Maybe it was something I saw on Facebook.
Yeah, I apologize. I tried to pull up the Google thing, and I hit a dead end. I don't know why.
You might have to sign up for Plus, Google Plus. You know, I don't think
I do have Google Plus, but I don't understand how to use it.
I just type in plus.google.com and it just kind of opens up for me.
I mean, I get my Google search engine. No,
it's not Google search engine. It's something completely different. Excuse me a second.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, it's something completely different. It's actually posts for people that you're following or whatever, and it all generates like kind of like Twitter on there. So
right. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Well, this is it. Will kind of go back to September 30th. Troy Newman, head of extremist anti-abortion group Operation Rescue, was kicked out of Australia. Basically, he tried to fight. He went there. He was told his visa was no good there, and so he went. But he went anyway, right?
Right.
And he gets down there, and they basically have they locked him up, saying that, you know, you're not allowed in here. And so he petitioned the parliament there so he could stay, and they said, fuck no, you get the fuck out. So he got kicked out. So, and this is Operation Rescue is the anti-abortion group that ran into a bit of bad publicity a number of years back after the murder of Dr. George Tiller by Scott Roeder, because he was an active supporter of the organization. So
I've got this up in Salon.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now, too.
All right.
I saw it, like, at first he was, like, waiting, trying to see if he can get in there, you know. And then he was fighting against the parliament there. And they told him, no, you have to leave.
So what is he?
He's a right wing nut job, is what he is. trying to see. Well, that's just one of the things I came across. I mean, he advocates for murdering doctors who perform abortions, and he had his visa canceled before a series of talks. That's where that happened there. So,
yeah. Well, good for them.
Yeah, they at least.
I'm starting to think the sanity is found in other places.
Yeah, it's certainly not here anymore.
That's a good story too. Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm trying to find the there's another story here.
There we go. Typed it in correctly this time.
Ooh. Okay, this is... Sorry. I got...
No, that's fine.
I got side-swiped... I was looking for the stories, and I came across something that's like, oh, this is for me. Let's see here. Come on. Usually there's some really good stuff in here, but today it's just like...
Okay. All right. God, I hate being behind the curve when we come to the meeting.
That's okay.
All right. Well, because honestly, I think we're making it harder than it is. It's like if there's not a really leading story, because I think the Oregon shooting is still kind of a leading story in general in the news.
Okay, got one.
Go ahead and pick something.
I got one. I just got to find where I went to. Okay, and this came out today. A Missouri pastor stole more than $21,000 from church to pay hush money to a young mistress. A Missouri pastor accused of stealing more than $21,000 from his church to pay off his 20-year-old mistress. Ralph
pastor is accused of stealing more than $21,000 from his church.
Thanks, I just said that.
Raw story?
Yes, from the Raw story. Ralph Sider was charged with a felony court of theft, and after prosecutors said he ripped off money from Lindsay Lane Missionary Baptist Church in Florissant, where he served as a pastor. Prosecutors say the church treasurer discovered the money missing from the congregation savings account and launched an investigation, which revealed Sawyer had used the church to issue ATM cards to make 35 withdrawals in June and July, totaling $21,727.50. Shh. The 30-year-old Sawyer resigned August 11th and turned himself into police on September 1st. Sawyer admitted to beginning the extramarital affair with the woman in March, and he began paying her to keep quiet about the relationship after she began asking for money. So here goes by Drew. Remains.
He thought it was for love.
Yeah. He goes by Drew. Remains held on $25,000 cash bond only. That's brilliant.
Wow. A Baptist church. Of course. Some churches are more repressed than others, but then again.
This is the problem with these people who you know, they claim that that they're better than everybody else. So
yeah, well, say it's I don't want to say that it's just evangelicals, obviously. It's a weird kind of culture, and maybe I should just wait for Friday, but in the same way that the president, you know, winds up having women chase after him is the power and money thing. I know from firsthand experience what it's like to have a spouse who's involved, you know, in the upper stuff in church, and get a lot of single women or women who are married but their husbands don't believe, and it's weird.
Yeah,
it's a weird dynamic. You get a lot of pastors in affairs, or song leaders in affairs, and they're not immune. They and that maybe that's a real tragedy, is they assume they're immune because
I got
they
that.
Believe in God. You know.
I got that Oklahoma story finally. Oklahoma Supreme Court wrongly interprets the law. The people stand down as Ten Commandments monument is removed. Because of the Oklahoma Supreme Court, the ruling of the 2,400-pound monument depicting the Ten Commandments was removed under cover of Monday night from Oklahoma State Capitol. The ruling in Prescott versus Oklahoma Capitol Preservation Commission indicated the monument built with private funds operates for the use, benefit, or support of a sect or system of religion, writing the ruling. Opinion Judge Thomas Princeton indicated the Ten Commandments are obviously religious in nature and are an intricate part of the Jewish and Christian faiths. Well, there's a bold statement. It's obviously that. Really?
I'm sorry. You on LA Times, USA?
I am on Freedom Outpost.
Okay.
FreedomOutpost.com.
Because I'm finding it all the other places, too.
So. Okay, that's good. That works. What? How does one not get that the Ten Commandments operates for one sect or system of religion? The commandment to refrain from murder is echoed in the American laws and are expected to follow. Thou shalt not steal also enters into our laws. They're not to take other property, people's property, physical and intellectual, take another's dignity, violate someone's body, take another's child, etc. You know, the thing is, though, those things are not religious in nature. Those things there, you know, don't kill, don't steal. Those are not religious things only. This is something that has been handed down to us through, you know, out time. Because it's called empathy. We don't want it to happen to us, so we don't do it to somebody else.
Yeah.
So it's because we live in a society where we have to, you know, get along.
But they have the William Lane Craigs out there arguing that true morality only happens because of God and the Christian God and the Bible. And that's why those Ten Commandments are so integral.
You know,
they say, yeah, well, we wouldn't have morality if it wasn't for these.
Yeah, that's what they keep saying.
It's such a crappy argument, but you know, you can't get them to recognize that this morality sprang up from mankind becoming social, and these so-called laws or rules, you know, of varying degrees. You know, you shouldn't murder people. You shouldn't steal. They're not written in some damn Bible. They're something that we all understand. And there's been other places that's been found. And
right.
Yeah. Yep. Well, this is awesome. I like both this one and actually maybe the Missouri pastor.
I found it at NBC News here too, and it is on Huffington Post too.
Oh yeah, it's everywhere. We could pick whichever source we want. You know, we can back it up with other sources.
Let's go with the one. Either one, NBC or. Huffington Post.
Okay.
And the workers were moving the monument. Oh, I like the one on Huffington Post because the workers were protected by heavy security presence. Because obviously, you know, because the Christians, they get pretty fucking violent. They'll say, you can't take this. There was a while back, there's this great video. It was like, you're not going to take my Ten Commandments. You're going to have to kill me for it. You know, kill me before you do, or bullshit, something like that.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, because, well, look what they do to abortion. You know, not everybody, but they take extreme stands because they feel they're protecting human life. They take this as a, I don't know, you're throwing down the freaking gauntlet.
Right.
You want to duel or something. It's pretty crazy.
There are, from the Huffington Post, there's this sidebar story here. It says Westboro Baptist Church. Where did this take place?
Oh,
it messed with the wrong group of students.
Yes,
I didn't hear about this.
Yes, I saw this earlier. I don't think I see it in my sidebar.
It says a crowd of high school students drove Westboro Baptist Church protesters away from their school, yeah. last week, where the hate group gathered to protest the recent election of a transgender girl as homecoming queen. Well, good for them. Westboro showed up to picket the high school on Thursday, October 1st, but were met by a rally of students gathered to support the transgender homecoming queen, Landon Patterson. They were driven away from their picket sites by counter-protesters carrying signs with phrases such as, Westboro Baptist Church needs Jesus, and chanting, Long live the queen.
Yes.
Isn't Queen, I thought Queen was just, you know, that rock group.
An awesome rock group.
Yeah, they are an awesome rock group.
I love this story, too, because long live the queen. And I felt really bad for the sheriff, though, because the Westboro piled in their little van, and they drove off, and they were making this poor sheriff jog alongside them to protect them, you know? It's like,
nice.
Oh, man, give that man a donut.
Yeah. And it's a short story, too. That's what's nice about it. It's not really super long. It's kind of short.
I know. There's a little video of the protesters, like, save the queen. I didn't realize Westboro actually packed up their little pity bags and left anywhere.
Yeah, it looks like they did.
Crazy.
Let's do this one for the current news. I like this story. Let's do this one for the current news.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing which one? Because I don't see a title for the text file.
Ten Commandments. Well, I just put a folder in there. Is all.
Oh, you put a file in there.
Ten Commandments being removed.
Okay, let's do the Ten Commandments being removed, and the.
Got it.
And this other
I
the
have
Baptist
both
Church.
Of them open.
Okay.
All right.
And the Westboro Baptist Church getting ran off. I love it when the Westboro Baptist they back down.
They get
that
spanked.
Just shows. I thought God was with them. If God was with them, why would they need to back down?
Why do they need the sheriff?
Why would they need the sheriff? Fucking assholes.
Yeah, well, you know, the only thing I can give them is they've got the strength of their convictions, and so, like, okay.
Yeah.
See how far that gets you, but I don't know. I get people who argue. They said they're just so hateful. I go, have you read your Bible?
Yeah, exactly. Have you actually read your Bible?
In some ways, they totally exemplify everything that it says. Well, but Jesus said, yeah, I don't know. I think he was God's disgraceful hippie son. And then he got confused, and he got out the whips and chains and drove out money changers. And, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Got those. And so we have that, and then we have True or Troll.
Yeah, True or Troll. I'll come up with stories on Friday, before the show, and then I'll come up. You know, we should figure out how many we should do. I was thinking 10 different stories, or do you want to do like 12, 10 or 12 stories total?
How about a dirty dozen?
Dirty dozen? All right.
Assuming that's not too much. And
no, I'm sure I can find something.
Obviously, I can't help you.
No, you can't help me with this one because otherwise.
Help you if you needed something. All right.
I'm sure I can find something. I'll start looking maybe tomorrow or on Friday. So that way I'll get them ready to post
like,
and everything.
So let's call it the Dirty Dozen.
Well, the Dirty Dozen.
All right. I like that.
Why do everybody keep calling me a troll?
Let's see how bad I can fail at this. Oh my God. You're just going to destroy what little faith in humanity that I have left. That's all that you're doing, Packard.
I'm just destroying faith in humanity one story at a time.
That's right. Finishing what the internet started.
Right.
I don't know.
Let me see if I can find that the latest one for the deconverted man.
Yeah, I guess I don't know where I would find. I was trying to find that actually. I was trying to look at our past show and see which number it was, but it might have been 6 or 7.
I can find out here in just a moment.
Thank you.
Let's see here. Let me get into that hard drive.
Hmm.
are you? There you are. We're up to number 7.
Ah.
Okay. I was close. Yeah, let's see. Let me get to the playlist. Let's see how long this is first. Here it is. 1 minute skeptic. So you have 50 so far. Number 7 is 2 minutes and 6 seconds. Let's see what he's got to say. Because otherwise we could just skip to 10 because that one's a minute 18.
Right.
And the rest are like over 2 minutes. One's almost 3 minutes long. Okay, here we
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Here sometimes we... those with their bumper and everything, though, I know we've been able to.
I could turn the bumper down and just a smidge, yeah. and it's only cut. We only save it like 2 seconds. So.
Okay. I know that episode. I'm looking here. Episode 9 is 212, and then 10 is 118. You said 10, so 118. Yeah. So okay.
We'll okay. Here we go. I'm just going to skip into the question.
1 minute!
Ah! Blow my eardrums off.
Skeptic! What is science?
Science, to me, is humanity's best tool for measuring objective reality with rigorous standards and methods. When we talk about science, we do build them up of philosophical axioms. If I remember them correctly, they included 1, the universe is real, 2, the universe is bounded by physical constraints, and 3, observable phenomena have observable causes. Now, working from those axioms, those starting points, we then work to build we also have to build terminologies as well. We have to understand what facts, data, hypothesis, theory essentially mean. And once we kind of get into that, then we essentially can get into the process making of actually building falsifiable experiments.
Okay, this one's really boring. I'm sorry.
Not really. Well, it doesn't fit with this show.
No, it doesn't fit with this show.
This particular episode either. So
no, I'm gonna go to 8.
Sure.
Even though this one's about almost 3 minutes long.
If you had just one minute, Cole, what would you answer the questions? This is the 1 minute skeptic. Are atheists evil?
Connie, are you evil?
Only on Tuesdays.
I've been told I have an evil laugh. Does that make me evil?
Makes you extremely recordable around this time of year.
Yes, it does.
Question is, are atheists evil? Well, atheism has no inherent moral values. Atheism is simply a lack of belief for claims made by religious people due to the overwhelming lack of evidence to validate those claims. Good and evil are completely subjective concepts, which have evolved over time, just as humans have, as laws, which still differ greatly, primarily depending on where you live. But religious people argue that morality is objective and only comes from God. Well, what kind of God issues a command not to kill, followed by hundreds of commands to kill for all sorts of petty reasons? Was it moral for Christians to kill millions during the Crusades or slaughter heathens in the lands they conquered because they didn't believe in a deity they'd never even heard of? Is it moral for Muslims to kill all infidels? Give me a break. The truth is, religion has caused more mayhem, suffering, and murder than any institution in history. When faced with this indisputable fact, religious people will often invoke the crown jewels of evil atheism. Joseph Stalin, Chairman Mao, and Pol Pot. They'll say, see what happens when atheists run things? But the truth is, if any religion had ever actually proven itself with real evidence, there wouldn't be any atheists. and Stalin and Mao and Pol Pot would have been religious killers instead of evil atheist murderers. So the buck for atheism's very existence really stops with religion, doesn't it? The truth is, most atheists have as good or better morals as religious people do. We understand right and wrong inherently and in societal context because our minds haven't been poisoned by superstition, nonsense, and bullshit.
This has been the 1 Minute Skeptic. We're...
Oh, God, I love old fart rants.
I like that question, though. I never heard of this guy before.
I'm sorry?
I said I've never heard of this guy before. But I like
really?
The question. Yeah, no, I haven't heard of this before.
Oh, gosh, he's... Yeah, okay, I will make sure that, you know, you either follow the link, but yes, this guy's really, really brilliant. It's kind of long, but I do kind of like the way that it sort of fits with our Ten Commandments thing, and,
yeah.
You know, it. That's...
Okay, all right, then we'll do this one. I know it's a little long, but... I can trim it out a little bit. It looks like.
Did you want to listen to 9 or 10 also, or you want to just go with this?
We'll just go with this.
Okay.
We'll leave the other ones as a surprise.
And yeah, definitely follow old fart rants. He's.
All right. I will have to do that. Okay. Let me. Get this file so I can edit it and clean it up. I might be able to trim it down a little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
All Old right. Fart Rants reminds me of McNutts.
Yeah.
So, not just in how they look, it's just... So.
Okay. All right. Well, we've pretty much got everything covered now. I mean, we've only been recording.
I think we do.
Yeah, we're just a little over an hour. Hour and 20 minutes, roughly. I do want to say there was... I was sitting here one day, just recently, over this last weekend, and I was looking at our stats, and I wasn't happy with our stats. And I sometimes wonder if what I'm doing is making a difference to anybody. Right. And then randomly, this actually happened. Somebody apparently who knew could figure out that my Skype handle is the same thing as my Twitter, and I just told the whole fucking world that. Don't care. If I wanted it to be a mystery, I would name it Fargle Bargle, whatever. I had a random message from somebody saying that, you know, I saw your last upload here, and it's like, okay, I know who this is now. He said, I just wanted to say hello, and you're doing a great job. Just listen to your October 4th upload. Nice work. I said, thanks. Not an issue. Keep that shit up. And this was just on Monday. This was completely random. I was not expecting this. It's like, that's a shot in the arm for me. It's like, I seem to be making a difference. I am making a difference.
Nice. That's awesome. It really is. It's, you know, you're not just talking into a vacuum.
Yeah. You know, I was beginning to wonder, was I talking into a vacuum? Because, you know, I mean, I listen to the show. I download the show. I listen to me.
Yay.
But, you know, not everybody, you know, a lot of podcasters say, I don't listen to our show. After I've edited, I don't listen to it. I listen to a lot of podcasts plus my own because I'm my worst critic because I look back and go, okay, I should have said this. I should have said that, you know, and I educate myself, back over my own stuff. Is like, okay, why did I say this? I could have said that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Well, it's good. And it's good to be self, I wouldn't say critical, but at least analyzing, okay, did I say this in a way that made sense?
Mm-hmm.
Did I, You know, did I modulate my voice correctly? Did I right. listen enough? That's always the thing I worry about. Wait, was I talking too much? You know, I worry about that all the time.
Sometimes I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot to ask this person the rest of their comment or whatever. Like,
yeah,
I'm so set on trying to watch the time that sometimes I'm trying to hurry things along without trying to hurry things along too quickly.
Right. It's yeah.
And I try to be as fair as I can. So if I screw up, I apologize. This kind of shit just happens. So it's I'm a one man not quite a one man operation here. After you know everybody gets done talking, then it's a one man operation. I'm doing this all by myself. So
to quote Steel Magnolias, you're busier than a one armed paper hanger. Which is weird.
I like this one better. I'm busier than a single legged man at a butt kicking contest, or one legged man at a butt kicking contest. So,
yep. There you go. There you go. Your butt's been kicked, and you've got people saying, "Hey, we're listening."
Yes, I got my butt kicked. So, I got my butt kicked quite thoroughly.
Not you, but
well, yeah. Well, we did, because without you and Joe on the show, I don't have a show. So, and Dave, and Dana when he can join us and everything like that. So.
Yeah, and all of our really awesome guest hosts mm-hmm. that are like, oh my gosh, yes, we'll be on. It's so much fun.
Yes.
It's so much fun. Fishhead Salad should be on soon.
I've hopefully. Been trying to get a hold of him. I haven't heard back from him. So, yeah. I don't know. I had his number at one time, and I tried. I called him a couple times, and I went to try calling him couple months ago, and so this number has been disconnected or whatever. So I'm like, or it says you're not allowed to call this guy. It's like, well, what the hell? I don't think his very Christian wife doesn't like the fact that I'm calling him. Caller ID.
You
know, black.
I'm almost gonna say something, and I'm realizing, well, we're on open mic, so I won't say anything else.
Okay.
But the crazy goes all the way to the top, I guess.
Yeah. Well, he's got to keep his wife happy, and I understand that.
Oh, I don't blame him. Just thinking about and Robin Dupree Reed and Steve Shives. I mean, we've Bob Smearfack mm-hmm. and Lee Lemon. We've had the joy of not only talking with them once, but multiple times
right.
now. So. Yep. I love when we can get them on, which discussion topic will be on the 30th of October.
Is that I thought Halloween falls on Friday the 13th this year.
Oh, God, can you believe that? People actually spread that.
I can't believe that. It's like people are going, for the first time in 666 years, Halloween's gonna follow on Friday the 13th. It's like, no,
that was an ultimate troll.
That was the ultimate troll, and people were actually believing that shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh God.
It was the best troll.
For the discussion topic, we could review, you know, Left Behind, first one with Kirk Cameron.
Oh no.
No.
I've got to stop and get that picture of the, you know, the one I told you about last week where uh-huh. it's at the church, says bring the kids on for Sunday school, whatever. I'm like, this is Halloween and everything. It's like, you know, this that stops trying to scare the children, you know. I hate child indoctrination. I hate it with a passion. I do. I really do. Okay, well, we got to get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for coming to the live show. By the way, we got off of Friend Life. I went back to Periscope because the fact is it just that it kept locking up my computers. I mean, it would lock up the browser, and no one could hear me. No one could log in to watch, whatever fucking reason. And I have no idea as to why. So,
on Vaughn on Wednesdays?
No. It was on Friend Life, that friendlife.com. I was.
Oh, okay, thank you. I thought you said Vaughn.
Oh, so. No, not Vaughn.
Okay.
I was on friendlife.com, and I was trying to do the whole. I was trying to do, you know, something kind of a little fancier than this fucking green screen behind me, which everybody's kind of staring at me right now, going, why has he got green behind him?
He's because.
Not, just because, God damn it.
that works for religion.
It yeah.
should work for us. Faith. Anyway.
Anyway, I got to go spray the chemtrails.
The chemtrails. If you keep talking about them, everybody's going to know, Patrick.
If people came to the show last week and listened to the whole show last week, you'd know what we're talking about.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
God, thanks, Dave and Obama.
Thanks, Obama. Thanks, Dave.
The chemtrails.
Thanks, Dave, for the chemtrails. Anyway, all right, we've got to get out of here. We'll talk to you. We'll see you on Friday. VaughnLive.tv/PackardPokesAt, and Connie will be there, and I will be there, and so you should be there too. It's 9 p.m. Central Time. So and go to Patreon.com/PackardPokesAt. Donate $1 once a month to the show. Help alleviate some of my costs, which would be great, and it would help me, you know, keep the lights on. So which fortunately for me. I've reduced the bill just a little bit by putting LEDs everywhere, so that helps.
Not IUDs.
No, not IUDs. No. IUD an IUD is something completely different. If there were IUDs around all in every light socket around here, I'd be very busy. I don't think I'd even have time to do the show. Just saying.
Okay.
And my hair would be sticking up. So.
Oh, God.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.